Hey there. Welcome back to this module about ASP.NET Core. My name is Jeff Fritz.
I'm John Galloway.
And John, we built an application in that last video where we showed how to log in to our application, but I've already got a Microsoft account and a Twitter account and a Facebook account. Can I use one of those to log into my application?
Well, yeah, that's exactly what we'll show. And you know, passwords are terrible.
They are.
If you remember in the last thing, I kept mistyping my password. Mm-hmm. I want to manage as few passwords as possible. And you know, as an application developer, I want to manage as few passwords as possible. I don't want people breaking into my application and stealing user passwords. People sometimes reuse passwords on other sites. Mm-hmm. I don't want to deal with that. So what's a lot better is if I can let people log into my application using, you know, Google, Microsoft, Facebook, Twitter, et cetera, and let them deal with it.
Sure.
So we'll show how to do that. I'm on my application.
Okay.
And I'm going to click on login. And when I do that, you'll see over on the left side, it has this kind of standard user account with email and password, mm-hmm. right? Over on the right side, though, it says there's no external authentication services configured. See this article for details.
So more boilerplate text there that instruct us how to configure the application if we want to add the feature.
Exactly. This is prompting me. This is saying all you've got set up right now is username and password. There are some steps to configure it in your application so that it can use external authentication services.
Okay.
But here's how to do it. Now, you need to go through these different steps for each provider.
Mm.
So for Facebook, for Twitter, for Google, for Microsoft, for other OpenID or OAuth2 providers. So you'll need to go through and, you know, configure that. It's not a whole lot of steps.
Okay.
But so we're going to go through in this one. I'm going to use the Microsoft account, but you could use whatever. And the steps are all kind of written out here in the docs. And it was off that link I clicked right in my application there. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to start with creating an application using a Microsoft application, right? So I'm going to go in and I've gone to apps.dev.microsoft.com.
Okay.
And I'm going to click on add an app. So now I need to give it, you know, my MVA sample. And then I could go through here. There's this guided setup. And if I do that, it's actually going to kind of give me like a little wizard and point me at some sample code and stuff. But I'm an expert here. I've done this a bajillion times. So I'm just going to click on create. And so it's going to go out and provision a new application for me. So now let's make sure that we're kind of following along here. And I'm going to go in and find where it's got my Microsoft instructions. So this is kind of showing how to configure it on the Microsoft side, right? So you'll log in, you will create, and there you'll see there's my application I've just added.
Okay.
All right. So now let's kind of work through this. So in here, I've got, that's my name. I will, as I work down the list, I will need to generate a new password. So when I click this generate password, this is, it's a secret. I'm going to use this in my application and I need to store this. So when this pops up, it's only going to show it to me once. Mm. So I just copied that and I'm going to go over into Notepad here and I'm going to paste that down here. So this is from a previous one. I'm just going to, that's my password there. And then here is my application ID. So those are the two things I'm going to need to configure in my app in order to do that. So I'm actually going to be pasting these in as secrets into my application. So just while I'm here, I'm going to go ahead and paste this in here. And this here, this is going to be information I'm going to be using in my application in just a minute.
So these two data points, this is effectively the user ID and password that your application will use to access the Microsoft account website and do a check on user IDs and passwords.
That's exactly it.
Okay.
So my application needs a way to call into a Microsoft account to the Microsoft or whatever it is, Twitter, Google, et cetera, and say,
sure.
Hey, I'm this registered application. I need you to look up a user for me.
Okay.
So that's how we're doing that. So then here I'm going to click in, I'm going to say add platform. And at this point, I'm going to need a URL for this. And this part actually is important. You got to get the, I mean, it's all important, but this part is if you get this wrong, it's just not going to work. And you'll be frustrated, right? Mm. Unlike some other errors that you can get developing, if you get this part wrong, it just doesn't work. You know, oh, you don't get an error message, you just get a couldn't find your application kind of thing. So what I need to do is I'm going to look at my app, and I have this URL. It's localhost, blah, 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 right? Mm-hmm. So I'm going to copy that part in here. And then I need to get the second part, which is sign-in-Microsoft. So within my application, there's actually there's kind of a route generated to enable this callback. So I'm going to go like that, right? So what this tells the Microsoft account registration thing is, here's how you, once you kind of look this person up, here's how you call back into my application and say they're good to go.
Okay.
Right?
And it'll notify your application that it's John Galloway signed in with his Microsoft account.
Exactly. It'll pass that information over who that person is. So an important thing here is once you type that in, you got to hit the save button.
Okay.
So I got that wrong before I went through, and I was like, what's going on? Why isn't that working? So that is an important step. So now that we have that information configured over on the Microsoft side, on the Microsoft account side.
Okay.
Now I need to take that information, here's that password and all that, and I need to configure this in my app. Okay. So I actually want to do this using the secret management thing that's built into ASP.NET Core.
Okay.
So remember, I've got these things here. This is my my application ID and password.
Right.
And, you know, I might be tempted to just go and put this in my app config or you know,
my app settings JSON.
Ooh, exactly.
Don't do that.
That's a bad idea, right? Because, oops, I might check that into source control, et cetera.
Absolutely.
I don't want to do that. So there's a thing built in to ASP.NET Core that has, it's called user secrets. And so I can just go in, oops, I can grab this bit here and paste that in. So this user secrets thing is just a standard JSON file.
Right.
And what this is doing, this will not get checked into source control. And what I'm going to want to do then is when I deploy this application to production, say I'm using Azure, I would go in and set an application setting for that. Mm-hmm. I would set an environment variable in another server, et cetera. I want to store this on the server as an environment variable and not in source code with my application.
Right.
Make sense?
Okay. Keep production configuration in production.
Exactly. Okay. So now the one final thing I need to do is I've got these secrets stored, and I need to go in and I need to tell it, hey, use a Microsoft account, and here's how to look up that application ID and password. So I'm going to go into my startup, and right below the place where it does the add identity. So mm-hmm. here's where it kind of configured the basic identity. I'm going to, on this line here, I need to stop my app in order to make source code changes. So I'll go in here and I'll paste that. So this says, add authentication, turn on the Microsoft account, and for the Microsoft account, use this client ID and this client secret. So they use some different names, client ID, client secret. You'll notice in here that, you know, like the Microsoft account called it something slightly different.
Yeah, but they called it a password.
But there's basically, it's a user ID and some sort of password secret sort of thing.
Okay. Right?
So now I've got that set up. I'll verify in my steps that I'm done here. So here it calls that out about the difference in terminology. And now I can just run my application. Now in my case, I've already signed in with my Microsoft account. So hopefully I'll just be able to kind of click through and it'll work. All right, so it's starting on up. So now I'm going to log out as test@test.com. I'm going to hit login. And now I want to, and you'll see this button here is lit up.
Mm.
So if I go through that help and I configure also, say, Twitter and Google, et cetera, those will show up here too.
Cool.
So now I'm going to click on this. It calls over, it redirects over. Now, I've got a few different accounts with Microsoft accounts. Fortunately, Microsoft has kind of support for that, right? So here it says, okay, we need your permission. The thing I want to verify here as a user is that it's my Microsoft sample, which is the application that I, you know, that I think it is, right? And then I'll say yes. And so now it's continuing that. It's logging in. Now it's redirected back into my application.
Mm-hmm.
This would be the part where if I had gotten that callback URL wrong, this is where it would have blown up.
Oh, you would have just ended up in Never Never Land.
It would have, the Microsoft authentication thing would have said, couldn't find this. It would show me an
error. Sure.
Right. So now it says, great, we logged you in. We looked up your email address for that Microsoft account, so you can just click register. And now this is me.
Cool.
And so if I click through on this, it shows here's my external login, and that's my registered external login. You can have more than one registered external login for a user, which
cool.
is kind of neat. And then I could go in and configure things like two-factor auth, et cetera.
And still increase the security
exactly.
of your account on this application.
Exactly. So what we saw here was kind of the basic steps of going in and getting out of the password management business. I don't want to manage passwords in my application. I want another bigger service where people are run around with pagers and, you know, worry about that stuff all day long. So what I've done is set up an external authentication provider using Microsoft, and I've shown you where you could also hook up, you know, Google, Twitter, et cetera.
Cool. All right. Thanks so much for sticking around and seeing about how to configure authentication here. I hope you come back and join us for our next video where we're going to start talking about authorization.